Psalm 61, From the Edge of the Earth to the Forever King. Psalm 61 has the shape of an ascent. It begins at the ends of the earth and ends at a throne forever. Its geography becomes theology, distance, height, shelter, kingship, song. David cries, "When my heart is faint." The Hebrew suggests a heart covered over, as if wrapped in darkness. This is not dramatic language for a bad day. It is the feeling of being spiritually displaced. For an Israelite, the ends of the earth did not mean a globe in the modern sense. It meant being far from Zion, far from the place where God caused his name to dwell. Many have heard here the ache of David in exile during Absalom's revolt, see 2 Samuel 15. He is not just in trouble, he is far from home in every sense. Then comes the startling prayer, "Lead me to the rock that is higher than I." English Standard Version, higher than I. That small phrase cuts against much of our religious instinct. We often want God to strengthen the self, enlarge the self, reassure the self. David asked for something better, not a stronger self, but a higher refuge. He does not ask to become the rock. He asks to be led to it. That is the beginning of wisdom. The soul is not saved by finding deeper resources within, but by being brought outside itself to a stability it did not make. The psalm then holds together two images we often separate: military strength and holy intimacy. "You have been my refuge, a strong tower against the enemy." Archaeology helps here. The fortified towers of Judean cities were not decorative. They were the last place of defense when everything else gave way. Yet, in the next breath, David says, "Let me dwell in your tent forever, under the shelter of your wings." This is not mere nature poetry. Because tent and wings stand together, the image likely points to the sanctuary, to the cherubim overshadowing the mercy seat. David longs not only for protection from danger, but for nearness to the place where atonement is given. He wants more than safety. He wants presence. The most surprising turn is in verses 6 to 7, the prayer shifts from me to the king. That is not a distraction, it is the key. In Israel, the people's future was tied to the life of the anointed king. So the faint-hearted believer is taught to look away from the fragility of his own heart to the endurance of God's chosen ruler. Steadfast love and faithfulness, Hesed and Emet, the great covenant pair, are asked to guard the king. Christians here hear the widening promise of the son of David, whose life is truly prolonged forever. So 2 Samuel 7:16, Hebrews 7:24-25. Augustine heard in this psalm the voice of Christ's body crying from the ends of the earth. Calvin noted that even a king must be led. Both saw the same truth. Our prayers stand because Christ stands. Suggested hymn, "O safe to the rock that is higher than I." Suggested cross-references, 2 Samuel 15:13-30, Psalm 27-5, Psalm 57:9-1, Psalm 89-14, Hebrews 7:24-25. Prayer. "Lord, when my heart is covered over and far from rest, lead me to the rock higher than I. Be my strong tower, your presence my home, and your mercy my shelter. Fix my wavering heart on the everlasting King, Jesus Christ, and teach me to sing beneath his faithful reign." Amen.